This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Welcome back. It is hour two. We are back together again, reunited. It's me. And it's him.
Yeah.
Big Duke.
And we have watching indoor golf.
Is that going on? Wait, is this live?
Couldn't tell you. It's on.
Are you kidding me?
I just looked up and realized, oh my God, dude, there's indoor golf.
Are you kidding
Boston
me?
Stuff to bet on.
Boston versus LA.
That can't be live. Are they really doing this?
Couldn't tell you, man.
By the way, we have a new producer
yes.
on the ones and twos today. His name.
And tomorrow. Well, I guess Monday. And
well, this is his first day.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not like you said today.
Yeah.
Nah, it's
we'll
like,
have a new one tomorrow, it's probably.
Yeah, one and done. One and done for me.
Stephen Vaughn, everybody.
Yes.
Stephen with a V. He is from the rough streets of Milwaukee, Oregon, and we are happy to have him. So we'll be getting to know him as we move forward through the shows here in the coming weeks, months. Joey Harrington coming up today, 5:30, more on the Ducks, and they get another crack at Indiana. And then we got to get into some NFL stuff as well.
Yeah.
Because it's a big, well, it's not really. Week 18 is always weird,
or well, there's,
week 17.
There's three huge games, and only, you know, on both sides, AFC, NFC, there's only one seed that's predetermined, the
yeah.
Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else is They're up
the
for grabs.
Seven in
They're the seven.
NFC.
Yep.
Yeah, so it actually is a pretty compelling weekend if you just look at those three, like the Niners, Seahawks, Ravens, Steelers, and of course, Bucks, Panthers. But we'll get into all that coming up. Something you may have missed. Now, I don't know. I haven't been on the show for a while. And I'm guessing, I don't know how many people are listening right now. Probably millions.
Millions and millions, a lot of people in Scandinavia. Is that one dude in Norway listening to us?
So I don't know how many of the millions of people listening right now will have any idea what I'm talking about or would have seen this. But I put it in my notes and I said, I need to see if anybody saw this.
Okay.
Because I've never seen this in my life. There was a bowl game and I believe it was the Southern Miss Western Kentucky bowl game.
Okay.
And so, again, I think there's maybe like one guy that will have...
I can't say that I watched this game.
Somewhere somebody is going to go, God, I saw that too, Rob. But it's not going to be you guys, I'm guessing.
No.
You didn't see that game?
I did not see that game.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, well, maybe my new gambling degenerate friend, Steven, over there did.
Did you see the bowl game numbers? They did great.
Did they?
The non-BCS games, it was... quite impressive because everyone was crapping all over the meaningless
bowls.
Well,
they always do.
They always do. But the numbers, the Pop-Tart Bowl, which is why I said whoever runs the bowl games needs to go lean into the Pop-Tart thing. Go Savannah Banana style and just create a brand around it. Almost 9 million people tuned into the Pop-Tart Bowl. 9 million.
Who played in that game?
That was BYU and...
Does it matter?
Who played? I'm trying now. Who the hell did BYU play?
It was your school.
I know. It was my school.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah. BYU, Georgia Tech.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. 9 million people tuned into that. The Bad Boys Mower Bowl, 7.6 million. Tax Slayer Bowl, 6 million.
Hey. Well, I've always said with the bowl games, it doesn't matter if you don't care.
Yeah.
The fans of the teams do care.
But I'm saying there is a way forward for these bowl games.
Yeah.
The Duke's Mayo Bowl does this. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. You need to take I did a whole thing on this while you were gone. The bowl games just need to take a Savannah Banana approach and do some gimmicks. Lean into it. Fun destination and make it a fun game where it's not really about kind of winning and losing. Create a destination and a fun vibe around the game.
Well, what's the one where they get doused with a side.
That's the famous potato.
Or yeah, the French
Duke,
fries.
Or yeah,
the
they
Duke,
get the fries.
Or the Duke Mayo. The Cheez-It yeah. Bowl did this. You know, they had a big kettle of Cheez-Its, and one guy did the Marshawn Lynch crotch dive into the Cheez-It Bowl. You creating viral moments around a bowl game where it's like, yeah, I know you don't care who wins the Tax Slayer Bowl, but if you build something cool and unique, people will tune into it.
So anyway, what I was telling you was, in the Southern Miss Western Kentucky bowl game,
yeah,
The referee did not know which team was which.
Really?
Did you guys catch that?
No.
It was unbelievable.
What do I Google?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't on social media. I don't know if people were talking about it. But every time he announced a penalty.
He's like, I don't know.
He did it. He pointed at the wrong team. Pointed. He said Southern Miss and then would point at the Western Kentucky. He thought Southern Miss was Western Kentucky. And Western Kentucky was Southern Miss. It was the damnedest thing. I've never seen anything like it. So then I had to watch the second half to see, okay, did somebody get to him and tell him, dude, yeah, the team in black is Southern Miss, not Western Kentucky, you idiot.
Stop that.
And he did. He switched it in the second half.
No, I did not.
Never seen that in my life.
No, I did not
see
that.
And I am 50 GD years old. It was awesome.
I'm going to try to scroll through and see if I can find that. Well, I'm glad to see that we all didn't care about the Southern Miss game, including the official.
I mean, it wasn't like one mistake. It was every time he and nobody thought to, you know, you might want to figure out which team's which if you're going to be the official in this game. Thank you.
I love stuff like that.
Well, it's crazy.
Just goes to show you, because none of these games really matter anyway. So just lean into the absurdity of it all. Find the unique aspects, including the referee not knowing.
Now,
I didn't know in like was it the Rose Bowl where they didn't have heads or tails? They just had the two sides of the coin. And one was each helmet. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, so you just call your side?
No, no one called it. There was no coin toss.
Yeah, they just flipped it.
They said one's Indiana, one's Alabama. We're flipping the coin, whichever side it lands up, you win. I never seen that before. They took the coin toss out of the coin toss.
Yeah. Well, you know, there've been a lot of coin tosses that get a little
yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a better way to do it, right? Tails never fails. No, it's like this is you and that's them. Flip
first
it.
The extra point, then the kickoff, now the coin toss. What are they going to take next?
Everything's changing, man.
The other thing was that you may have missed is we had another coach fired for an affair with the co-ed. I don't know how many people caught it because it happened right over the holiday.
Was this the Ohio guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, we talked about
it. You talked about it. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
And then he tried to pull that his wife was cool with it.
So that's two. There was another Sharon Moore.
Well, it's not. Well, have you seen the details that have come out on Sharon Moore? Dude, that guy was putting it out there to anyone that would. He's putting it out to porn stars, Instagram models, OnlyFans, co-eds. Dude, that guy was spreading a net. And Michigan, I guess, tried to talk to him multiple times and was like, dude, just stop. He couldn't help himself.
He's a hornball.
My God.
I think
God,
it's really sexy.
How horny can, like, I think we can all admit, like,
it's
we've
like
all.
Lowercase.
We've all been horny at times, including lowercase. Him and, what is this?
Well, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. Like, you have 25 million guaranteed reasons to not be horny, and you can't help yourself. But now we got the Ohio guy can go with the support group. Because now we got, what, Larry Estacy in this, Mel Tucker, what, Hugh Freeze can be involved in this.
Yeah.
You know, get them all together, round them up and get a support group. And, I mean, my God, just be an adult and hire a professional, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stop DMing women. Like, and Sharon Moore was doing it on Instagram. He's following all these, like, OnlyFans models.
Is he still in prison? Or, I mean, jail?
No, he got released.
Yeah.
But so
is he with his wife? Or
like... His wife, supposedly, at least the last time I saw, she's standing by him. And you know what? Wow. They're going through counseling through the Lord. So
yeah, of course.
Well, you know what's going to happen is, one, he needs a job because he has not made a bunch of money. So he's going to need a job. So he's going to have to go down the road of, I found Jesus.
Is he an offensive guy or defensive guy?
He's an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to find Jesus.
Well, he better hurry.
Well, I mean, the problem is that Nick Saban isn't around anymore, because ideally what you would like is to...
Yeah, but he's not good enough to resurrect.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, he got the Michigan...
Like, he wasn't any good.
Got the Michigan
he
job.
He wasn't any good when he was in Michigan.
Yeah, but if he finds the Lord, that's all you need to do.
Well, so what you're saying is he'll be the next head coach at Liberty.
Yes! Yes.
Or offensive coordinator.
Some school down in Texas, they love a redemption story.
Yeah, reclamation
yeah,
project.
They don't care. Get your wife to stand by you, buy her the Kobe Bryant apology ring, and find Jesus, and Baylor will hire you.
Ooh, Petrino.
Yeah.
He's on the team.
Yeah, he's on the team. And he's fine. He's
back. Together a hell of a staff.
I know. You could do
it. Who's your head coach? Petrino, Freeze, Moore, Tucker.
I think you got to go Bobby Petrino, right?
I think he's this, yeah. But who was the other one?
Well, Larry Stacy was a basketball guy.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. maybe you could, you know, because he's a good offensive-minded guy. Maybe he pulls a Ted Lasso and he can coach our offense, but with like a new fast break style.
Art Briles is the head coach at Eastern New Mexico, so if he can have a comeback, anybody can have a comeback.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't think that... But Art Briles was good at Baylor.
Yeah,
he like, was good. I just don't think Sherrone Moore... I don't think anybody's going to want Sherrone Moore, even if he were...
Too bad Mike Price is too old. Mike Price may be the head of that committee. Because yeah, Mike Price got
Well, that
nothing.
Was just a hooker, wasn't it?
Yeah, but... Just. Well, it was a stripper slash...
Oh, stripper.
Well, you know...
Come on. It's,
What's the difference?
I think she may... Well, there's a difference, but... I think Mike was walking that fine line. Problem is, Mike never got any of the money. At least Mel and Sherrone and these guys got money. Mike Price never signed the contract. He got fired before he ever signed his contract. So really, if you're going to talk about who's chairing that committee, who's running that meeting down at the local YMCA, I think it's Mike Price.
All right. The portal is open. We'll get to that.
Urban Meyer can join that group.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
He was grabbing butts.
NFL, but he's grabbing something more than that. His hand was placed.
Well, there's our head coach.
That's true.
Petrino's OC.
Yeah, Herbs.
Herbs. Herbs. We got a hell of a squad.
We do. We got a great staff.
Mel All Tucker's these hornballs.
Mel Tucker's a defensive guy and a damn good one. He was defense coordinator at Georgia. I love our staff. I'm honestly, this is great.
All right, we'll be right back on the fan.
Like Rock fell victim to the short break. That's what happens like in January. This is not on you. You did not enter the transfer portal.
My God.
We got the short breaks.
Come on, Cooley, sell a spot.
Well, the little general's busy. No one knows doing what. We haven't seen him like in a month, but you know.
Jesus.
January's thin, man. It's thin. And by the way, someone is so correct. They said, I can't wait for the Sherrone Moore press conference with the wife and the preacher at a church. You know it's coming. The apology press conference is coming. What's Al Sharpton doing? Because they're going to be, you got to get in a church, wife stand by his side, you know, front steps, nice Southern Baptist church, throw the preacher up there, and you got to find Jesus. You find Jesus, and you move on. Guaranteed. He's not done. He'll be back.
That'd be a good move.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's the move. And if you can, hold up the Bible and cry a lot. And then hold your wife's hand and do the I let her down. The biggest disappointment I have is that I let her down. And then you squeeze her hand a lot.
And over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And she's only with me still because I have money. Well, and we have kids.
Well, you know, hey.
But it's only a matter of time.
Hey, no. The redemption of the Lord. That's the key.
So the transfer portal is open. I see where Sorsby, the Cincinnati quarterback, is kind of one of the hot commodities.
And supposedly is asking for $5 million.
Wow. Well, I like that Texas Tech is already after him. They're like, Baron Morton sucks so bad. We need a quarterback for next year.
Hey, you knew Sorsby, they would.
Well, Morton's done, too. He's finished.
Yeah, but you knew Texas. Yeah.
They have their boosters calling mid-game. They're calling Sorsby.
Well, I'll tell you what,
$5 million?
Yeah. And having watched Sorsby, $5 million? Dude, at some point, some of these coaches need to go tell I guess Sark talked about this at his press conference. Sark said that like they'll be dealing with people's agents, and he says they throw numbers out at them that they just laugh at. And Sark tells them, dude, if you can get it, take it. If not, come back and see us. And no offense, but if Sorsby is asking me for $5 million, I would be like, yeah, good luck with that. If someone wants to give it to you, if you want to talk like a reasonable human being, please feel free to come back. But I mean, $5 million. And like Rocco Becht supposedly is asking for 3.5. Did you see Rocco Becht play?
Your boy.
What are we doing?
Well, look, you got to ask.
If you're
you
an average,
if you don't ask.
If you're an Rocco, average quarterback.
Oh, my Rocco!
If you're an average quarterback right now, college football is the place to be.
It is. Well, this is like where all those guys are suing for an extra year because.
Pavia.
Yeah, like you're not making any money at the next level, but. Hey, if someone is desperate and is willing to give you $5 million, sign up. Well, that's the thing. Like
they're desperate for quarterbacks.
They are.
And there's not that many of them to go around.
No.
So.
Like
and you don't want to play a freshman. Even the best 5-star freshman.
Yeah.
Bryce Underwood.
Well,
they're gonna take Sorsby over that guy. Yep. Over that guy.
Well, and
because
and
of experience.
And this will be the Moore thing. We'll see what happens. Like it was Dante Moore was for sure coming back, and then it was like, no, he's for sure leaving, and now we're in this weird 50-50 thing. If he leaves, Oregon will not play a freshman next year. Oregon will be in the portal. In fact, there's some people that are already, like Sam Levitt put his name in the portal with a do not contact tag, which means if you go in the portal and you do the do not contact, it means you kind of already have it worked out where you go. And so obviously him being from here, you know, there's people that are speculating. Does he already have an agreement? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't contact me. But whoever.
Well, he's the number one guy in the portal.
He's the number one guy in the portal.
I mean, quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. So Levitt and Sorsby, but Levitt supposedly already has his destination with the no contact, whereas Sorsby.
And we think that's Oregon?
No one knows. It's just that is the speculation. But, you know, he could end up at LSU. He could end up wherever. Sam Levitt is going to put his foot in a cash register and make a bunch of money.
So what will he get? If Sorsby's asking for $5 million?
If he's asking for $5 million, my guess is Sam Levitt's also asking for $5 million. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get it. And I'm always skeptical because you hear these numbers thrown out there. And I talk to enough coaches where a lot of the numbers that get thrown out there are silly numbers that are just being thrown around. Most of what I hear is not to that point, but there are guys that get paid a lot, and in this bidding war, it just supposedly keeps going up and up and up. So, could he get $5 million? I guess, but just because you hear that he's asking, also could be an agent being like, "Hey, I mean, Nico, God, I'm going to butcher his name again, Nico
Iamaliava.
There you go. He was getting paid between $2.5 and $3 million at Tennessee." And he said, no, I want more. And Tennessee laughed and was like, yeah, go take a flying you-know-what. And he got $1 million at UCLA. So, like, you can find out real quick. Sorsby could be asking for $5 million. Doesn't mean he's going to get it.
Tua Tagovailoa.
But Levin and Sorsby and Mestemaker are going to get – they're going to get – and Raiola, another one. They'll get paid.
Do you remember who Levitt originally committed to?
Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
And then the Jonathan Smith thing happened.
Yep. He was going to go to Michigan State.
Yep. In fact, I think he – did go to Michigan State.
He transferred to New Jersey.
Yeah. Because when Smith got the job, he was like, I'm not sticking around for this because he had some rough feelings about Jonathan Smith.
I'm not a Duck fan or anything, but the idea of Sam Levitt as my quarterback next year gives me tight sports pants.
Yes.
He's
you like him more than Dante Moore?
Oh, no.
No, I just mean if Dante Moore leaves. I think if Dante Moore came back, I think it's best if Dante Moore comes back.
If Dante Moore comes back, Oregon will be the preseason number one team and the odds-on favorite to win the national championship.
But they'll be really good with Levitt.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, whatever Oregon does, I think we're at the point now where most of the teams, the Ohio States of the world and the Alabamas, the Oregons, Texas. I mean, you can get it. Julian Sand ended up being the starting quarterback at Ohio State. I think it was kind of a soft portal class. For the most part, I think you're going to see the top 7 or 8 teams, if they can, are going to try to have an established player. I just think it's easier that way because no matter who you are as a freshman, you're going to have groin pains. Again, whether it's Bryce Underwood, whether it's Raiola, when's the last time a freshman came in and just lit the world on fire? It's not happening. We saw Jameis Winston, I guess he was a redshirt, Johnny Manziel. But these freshmen that are coming out that is the 5-star kids, man, it is... It's a crapshoot at best. And so even Dante Moore.
Well, think even like Arch Manning. He had a couple years and he still sucked.
Still sucked. And then as he got better, you know, and now if you're Texas, you feel really good about him coming back. So I just think this is kind of the new nature of college football is, yeah, you take some shots on, obviously you keep recruiting kids, but when you have a team that's built to win, see Miami, there's not many people that want to go and take a shot on freshmen because you just never know, too, how they're going to develop.
It's the unknown. You can't have unknown nowadays.
No, and this is like, I'll say this, like Washington, Damon Williams decided to come back. So he had his re-signing. He announced, I've reached a new deal. So he's come back to Washington, which is obviously great news for Washington. Washington was a good team this year. But we all thought Damon Williams was going to take these leaps and bounds and was going to be this All-American dynamic player. And it never really quite happened. He was good. He wasn't great. In fact, he went through stretches this year where he was kind of stinky. And so now if you're Washington, you got to ask yourself, yeah, I mean, obviously you roll the dice with him and this is your guy. But do you know how many times we've heard, oh, this is the year that he has a breakout? Drew Aller from DJ Lagaway. I mean, Cade Klubnik, the kid at LSU, his name escaping me, Nussmeier. I mean, dude, this whole year was filled with, oh, this guy's going to be the breakout star. And we heard that about Damon Williams, and he was not. And so next year, you're going in with your Washington, and you're banking on Damon Williams now taking in his second full year of being the starter. You're expecting him to go take these big leaps. And if he does, Washington will be a contender in the Big Ten. But this idea that it's a given because the kid had hype, be careful. Because college football is littered with potential that never came to fruition.
Yeah, but I think that that's why those quarterbacks in the portal, some of them, not all of them, of course, some of them are young, but the most experienced quarterbacks are so coveted.
Yeah.
Because Dante Moore right now is not the best Dante Moore that will exist.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you have a Sorsby, I don't know how long Sorsby's been at Cincinnati, but when like Nix and Gabriel are good examples.
Yeah.
Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel are two of the most experienced quarterbacks ever
yep.
in the history of college football. That's the guy you want.
Yep.
And Nix didn't come in with this idea that he was going to light the world on fire.
No.
In fact, there was a lot of criticism about Nix.
He's kind of cast quarterback. Off.
Auburn was happy they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Right. But I just think there's a lot of value, way more value is placed now on the guy who has a bunch of starts under his belt. They want that guy
yep.
before you want, even though Damon Williams has a ton of talent, you don't know what that's going to be next year. I want the best version of Brendan Sorsby before I want let's see what Damon Williams turns into. I want the sure thing,
yeah.
right? And that's, even yeah. if he's not quite as talented, and yeah. that's what the transfer portal quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
Most, the experienced ones. And that's why I was like, if I'm Oregon, and Leavitt, I mean, what's he start? 2 years? Well, he started
a year. He was hurt this year. But
so he's really only, he doesn't have that many starts under his belt.
Well, think of the four teams that are left. It's Dante Moore.
Yeah.
Like, we know what he is. Fernando Mendoza, we knew what he was going to Indiana. Carson Beck, we knew what he was going to Miami. The only one was Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
We didn't know what he was, but he turned into something.
How long has he been there?
He's a D2 guy.
He's a D2 guy. And he won a national title.
This his first year there?
Yeah, he won a national title at whatever, was it Norfolk State or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And was just kind of an afterthought.
I believe it's Norfolk.
Norfolk?
He was the backup going in the season. Austin yeah. Simmons, who's in the portal now, he got
hurt.
Chambliss comes in and dominates. But yep. that's the thing is, you know, three of the four were kind of proven guys. We knew what they were yeah. going
to
get.
Yep. And Chambliss wouldn't be there if not for an injury. Best right. thing that ever happened to Ole Miss was
Ferris.
Well,
State.
Wasn't Will Howard this?
Yeah,
he
well,
was not that great, but he was an experienced.
Yeah, he was an experienced, solid guy at Kansas State, and everyone kind of yeah. went, really, Ohio State's taking a bet on him
yeah.
and national title.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and Oregon would have that if they get Dante Moore back next year.
I'll tell you what, if Dante Moore comes back with, I mean, you look at Oregon, I know this year could be a national title, but this was, they'll even tell you behind closed doors, they thought this was the setup year and that the next 2 years were the, it's go time. And they've just sped everything up. This turned out to be a year where Dante Moore was better and a lot of the contributions of the younger guys. But if Moore comes back, they'll hit the portal hard on the offensive line. You return so many players on defense, young players, all your best skill players with the exception of Sadiq, they'll all come back, and you have another NFL tight end on your roster already waiting to step in for Sadiq. Your two backs are both freshmen, and if he comes back, if Dante Moore comes back, look out. Oregon is going to be a wagon next year.
Whittingham giving a speech at the Michigan basketball game tonight.
That still seems
God,
so weird to me.
What a get. What a get. Way to stumble up, Michigan.
Yeah, failed upward for Michigan.
God.
That's the Penn State thing too, right?
All right, In the News is coming up next. But first, Stephen with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, apparently, on Steven's first day, Ryan Buckley is checking in.
Yes.
Former producer Ryan Buckley. R.I.P. And he has...
grave, no doubt.
Yeah. From the beyond. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is now. Probably somewhere way worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, that's, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, welcome, Stephen. He informs me that the TGL is indeed.
So that was live.
Yes.
Yeah.
TGL is back, which means some live betting, Stephen. I don't know if you listened to the show at all when Buck was on here, but he and I loved our TGL Tuesdays for some live betting.
Oh, you had me at betting, so all right, let's do it.
You like golf? You golf guy?
I'm really bad at it. I have custom fitted irons, but I'm really horrible at golf.
Mm. Well, at least you got the...
So I look good out there.
That's all that matters.
At least you paid all that money.
I do enjoy the guy that cosplays. Like, a lot of golf is just cosplay. You know, you get the guy that it's got the $400 bag, and he's got the G4 outfit and all that, custom clubs. And then he has to go out and tell you why he's so bad. Well, it's, you know, my back.
That's me.
Yeah,
that's Steven.
Hey, I play real sports, so it's okay.
It is January 2, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated, ladies. Thank you. Swiss cheese day.
Oh, I don't eat a lot of Swiss cheese. I'm not against Swiss. There's just better cheeses.
I love Swiss cheese. Do you? But there's way better cheese than Swiss. Yeah. But I'm a huge Swiss guy.
Anything that I can put Swiss on, I'm going to put a slice of creamy Havarti and take that as an upgrade. But, you know, again, if I get a sandwich and it's got Swiss cheese on it, I'm not going to argue. But why would I ever pick Swiss cheese? It's like ninth down the cheese power range.
Well, don't they usually just... I mean, you kind of can pick your cheese, right? Well, not necessarily. It depends on where you are, where you go.
Most places, they will ask you what kind. But literally, if you get a French dip, sometimes it just comes with Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask
them. The burger has the American cheese.
I'm not going to ask them to switch out the cheese. But if you ask me, what kind of cheese do you want on that? Never once in my life does the answer start with Swiss. Because I've got American. I got Monterey Jack. I got some mozzarella. I got some cheddar. I got white cheddar.
Provolone?
Provolone.
Have you ever turned to him and gone, Velveeta?
Well, maybe some cheese whiz. Like on a Philly cheese, if you will.
A little melted cheese?
Yeah.
I love cheese.
Gruyere, Havarti, pepper jack. Now I just want some GD cheese. Mm. You know, not once in that did you think to yourself, you know what, I want Swiss cheese.
Well, on this day, you have to eat Swiss. Huh? Because it's Swiss Cheese Day. It is also National Buffet Day.
Oh, don't eat at buffets.
All right.
Buffets might be the worst invention of all time.
No.
Very overrated.
They are overrated.
It's bad food. Your fat ass does not need all you can eat. And the idea, like, you eat more than you ever would because you're like, well, I paid for it, so I got to eat it. It's just, don't go to them. Nothing good has ever, no person has ever left a buffet and thought to myself, well, this is a great decision. I feel awesome after this.
I've been to a Vegas at the Cosmo. They had a nice buffet.
Did you leave feeling good about yourself?
Well, I felt like I got my money's worth.
Exactly.
I had some duck wings.
Yeah, along with some ice cream and some pudding at the end. That's going to go well together.
We went to the buffet at the Wynn. And is dynamite. But I can't eat all that. Like, I feel like it's a waste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you end up eating more because you're like, I have
no,
to get my
I
money's
don't.
Worth.
I won't do that.
You walked
I
away.
But I also feel terrible when I leave. I'm like, God, I just left all that great food sitting over there. Why am I eating at a buffet? You're right. Maybe the worst invention of all time.
It's just not, no human
Very
being.
Overrated.
Yeah, no
Maybe
human
the worst
being.
Invention.
Maybe if you were on the Oregon Trail.
Unless you're a child, too. If you're a child, a buffet is like heaven.
Yeah, because it's like $3, too.
Well, buffets are for cheap
Chicken
people.
Nuggets.
Yeah. If you were on the Oregon Trail and 6 months into your journey, you were in Independence, Missouri, and you came across a buffet, by all means, load up, the winter's coming. But when you have a fridge full of food, the last thing you need to do is go to Golden Corral and start dipping everything in pudding and cheese.
Got some stuff to talk about here locally. Cougar sightings.
Ooh.
Watch out. Oregon City this time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Police there are urging caution. Whatever that means.
Well, I mean, it means caution.
Yeah, but like, are you going to do anything different in Oregon City?
Absolutely not.
Knowing that they've seen a cougar on camera in the area twice?
No.
This was yesterday.
No. Although maybe you start, it's Oregon City, so
you just look around a little more.
Well, chances are the people of Oregon City are already packing heat, so they don't have to worry about it. But maybe you're carrying around your pepper spray.
Well, I mean, seriously, like if they said there was a cougar in your area,
I wouldn't leave my dog outside.
Yeah, the dog's the one thing.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, watch out, there's a cougar. Yeah. But other than that,
no, nothing's gonna change. Maybe you walk with
I don't care.
You know, there's an old man. In my neighborhood that walks, and there's actually a couple of them, and they like walking with the golf club, and I assuming that's their fighting club, that's old hickory, that they're ready to whack something, which I'm not sure.
Yeah, you never know.
What are you encountering in my neighborhood? But,
never
you know.
Maybe a cougar.
I would assume maybe that's what you do, is maybe you just carry, like, you know, you carry something in case you have to
Did you ever see,
it.
I say that, but do you ever see the video, I think it was from L.A., and this guy was walking. I think it went viral because the woman who owned the dogs was famous.
Yeah.
But this guy was walking because, you know, God forbid you can walk your own dog
in
LA.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Yeah. You have to hire someone. So this guy was walking this lady's two dogs, and it's caught on camera from across the street. The cougar was sitting behind a wall, like just behind on the side of a house.
Sneak attack.
The dude didn't even see the cougar coming, snatched. Only one of the dogs. There were two small dogs.
Good Lord.
Gone. Dead.
Yeah, what do you... I don't even know what you can't.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, I've thought of it because we've asked this. Like, I have a big dog, and I mean, I don't know. Does he put up a fight against a cougar? I don't know.
Well, he probably tries.
He tries, and if you're gonna if a dog's gonna fight him off, it would be one like mine. He's not gonna go down. I mean, he's a huge dog. If Ka and a cougar are engaged in combat, do I have to jump in? Like, what?
Can you scare the cougar? Aren't they kind of?
I don't know.
What? I think you got to try to scare the cougar. You're not jumping in there.
Do I try to like go behind and try to give it a little jelly thumb?
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
that is a thing.
It works on everybody, I think.
Do I have to sneak around? I'm like, God, keep it, and then I sneak around and go whoop.
If you have a butthole,
yeah,
that works.
Yeah, until it turns right around the and then decides to rip right my face off.
Yeah,
I feel like I would want to jump in for my buddy. I don't think I could watch my dog get mauled, but. I'll tell you what, seeing a cougar attack something and then being like, let's get in there, that's it.
Well, what's the difference in a what if you and I are walking?
Yeah.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah. I'd have to jump in.
More so than your dog?
Yeah.
Well, but what are you going to do? Like, try to rip me out of there?
I think I'd go with the finger. I couldn't let you.
I don't want your finger in my ass.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Rob, bend over. I don't think I could let you get, like... You know how bad that would look? I'd have to come on the air and explain why you're dead and why
It is. It's all about how you look.
That's good content, though.
Nice. Yeah. Rob just got mauled by a cougar.
No, I'd get in there.
His radio host stuck his finger up his butt.
I'd have to get in there for you. I think that would be easier because it's a human life.
So you kind of have to. But what are you going to do? And then you're getting mauled by the cougar.
I don't know, man.
And I'm running.
Rob's like, thanks for the assist. I'm out of here.
Thanks a lot. Later.
You son of a bitch.
Idiot. All right. So anyway, be on the lookout in Oregon City. Cougar sighting yesterday. Two different sightings. Yeah.
Be careful out there.
They're saying Singer Creek Park.
I have no idea where that's at.
Okay. Mount Hood Meadows news. And we have a homicide investigation.
Uh-oh.
Those items next on In the News on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. This is In the News for Jan 2, 2025. As always, brought to you by the Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Mount Hood Meadows has had to suspend operations.
Uh-oh.
Today and tomorrow.
It just opened.
I know. Well,
it's like the latest opening in years.
So they have saturated snowpack.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think it just means that it's getting all watery. Like they got a little bit of snow enough to open, and now they don't really have that.
Not enough fresh pow pow to
cherry pow, bra. Yeah. I was up there Wednesday, believe it or
not. Were you?
Yeah. Well, we went. So my nieces are here. Were mm-hmm. from San Diego. They're ages 12 and 8. And we took them to the Mount Hood Tube Park.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little alpine slide thing and all that.
Yeah, they have that. I don't know if that's open. Mm. But the tubing park was open.
Yeah, so it's like on that plastic kind of barrier thing and then you get on the inner tubes.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. But you get going pretty fast.
Sure.
Like, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I tell you, there's no snow up there, dude. Like, it's...
Thanks a lot,
able
Obama.
To do that. Yeah, no kidding. Can you believe that guy? Damn libs. Well, anyway, they have suspended operations saying they need time to allow water to drain from the snowpack after they got a bunch of rain. So, not a good year.
No.
Like, if you have an annual pass, you're pissed, right?
Well, or you were in discussion to buy the mountain. You were in discussion to buy
that was
Timberline.
Mount Bachelor.
Oh, it was Bachelor. Yeah, so you're probably pretty fortunate that you didn't go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like down there, but there's no snow here.
Well, I don't go to the mountain very often, and when I do, it's usually in the summer. So I'm all right.
We have a homicide investigation.
That's not good.
Portland police have opened a homicide investigation after a man's body was pulled from Johnson Creek.
Ooh. Wow. I wasn't in the area.
Or were you?
I didn't do it.
Isn't that over by your gym?
Yeah. Huh. I told you I wasn't there, and don't look further into it. And look, if I was going to dump a body, it wouldn't be into Johnson Creek.
Why not?
I'd go with very deep grave. I never understood why you did the creek or the shallow grave. Go with the really remote grave.
What, are you digging that thing?
No.
That's not easy to dig.
I'm going to give away my secrets. I'm just saying, if I'm going to take the time to kill someone, it's going to be getting rid of the body in a very, very deep, remote grave.
Did I say 2025? I didn't mean that. This is going to... It'll take me at least 2 weeks to get this right.
100%.
It's 2026. 2026. Yeah. You guys probably already knew that. Anyway,
how do we know it's a murder, by the way?
Well, the body was discovered at 1 a.m. on Tuesday, and the dive team responded after receiving a report of a body submerged in the creek. 32-year-old Jamal Rogers is the deceased. Mm. And they have determined his death is a homicide, but they did not specify the exact cause.
My guess is if there's bullets in it, that would probably be it.
Right. And no arrests have been made.
That'd probably be a definitive, what would you say, conclusion at that point?
Now, here is the next question.
Ask him.
So that is the final homicide of 2025.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Can't have any more. Although, what if we found...
Well, I guess that's true.
You know, what if we
found
a body that had been... Like, what if you found my detailed work? Because, again, I would use a very, very deep grave. What if you found that 6 months from now? That would be a 2025
that's
homicide.
Fair. As of now, it's the final homicide.
Yeah.
What number is that for the year in Portland?
I'm going to say we're down.
Okay, we are down.
We are down.
But what number? How many homicides were there in Portland
in
2025?
I feel like I'm going to be so far off on this. I'm going to say, give me like 3 a month. Is that 2 to 3 a month? Is that?
36.
Am I way off on that?
That seems a little low.
Does that seem a little low? 36? All right, I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll
what
go,
do you got?
I'll go 52.
52?
Give me 52. One a week.
Yeah, I'll go 60. I'll go a little higher.
The answer.
Yeah, like one a week. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Total number of homicides in 2025 in Portland. It is down to 51.
Hey!
God.
We're averaging less than one a week.
You know why he said 52, Stephen? Because he committed the 52nd.
we just haven't found it yet.
You don't know.
We'll find out in June.
Uh-huh.
Not if I did my work correctly. I've always thought that seems to be, this is going to be really dark. If you're going to murder someone, there seems to be some negative consequences to murdering someone. You're going to take the time to murder someone. You would think that the most important part of the murder is getting rid of the body. And yet everyone always seems to do it in the most haphazard way possible.
Well, because they're not premeditated, right? Like they're crimes of passion.
I understand that, but what is done is done. Let's take a deep breath.
You don't just get a level head and be like, oh, well
why not?
Well, I don't think these murders are thinking logically.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't mean like...
If you're like Jeffrey Dahmer, which you seem to be kind of wired that way.
No, look, I didn't plan to ruin my dinner, but like if I burn something, I'm not like all freaking out and then like, you know, just like... Like going into the kitchen and throwing the most random things together. I'm like, well, dinner's wrecked. All right, let's regroup here and plot this thing out and maybe order some takeout. I'm just saying, I'm surprised at how often it's like, well, I murdered this person. Therefore, I don't know. Here's a creek. Boom,
well,
shove. Away you go.
Part of that is you only hear about murder when we know about the murder.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it stand to reason that you hear about that more often? Because the murders that you don't hear about, we don't know about.
But those are just missing people.
Though. Maybe the number is actually way higher because people are actually doing their homework.
Exactly. So the number of people
that
have disappeared that were murdered correctly, forgive me.
The correct way to murder somebody.
That's terrible. But you know what I mean?
I think
that number way outweighs.
You know what? Then I'm going to say this. I apologize to the people out there that are doing it, as Isaac Robb said, quote, the correct way.
If you're a quality murderer,
I'm sorry.
So we had 51 stupid murders in Portland.
Yes. And who knows how many people that were doing it.
How many do we think were smart murders?
I don't know. I just like to think that
That's
I would
terrifying.
I would like to think that I would be one of the ones that would be like, all right, what's done is done.
You'd be a smart murderer?
I would think so. I don't want to get
a good quality or?
I don't want to get
caught. It's not a good quality. If the fan had it, we did this while you were away. If the fan had a Jeffrey Dahmer, it's not you, it's Swigard.
Yeah.
But you're on the medal stand, dude.
I understand.
You're receiving votes.
See, I disagree.
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to murder anyone. I'm just saying if I did because of a crime of passion, I wouldn't go all willy-nilly and I would take my time and be like, this is at that point when you have committed a murder, I would assume that the most important decision in your life that you will ever make is what you do from that moment forward, and you don't rush through that.
Didn't RJ write a book that said, if I did it?
Yes.
Sook just said it.
Exactly.
Take your time, man. You got time. Where are you going?
That is in the news for Jan 2, 2026. As always, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right. Today's headlines coming up. We got to get into some NFL for the weekend, and then Joey Harrington on the Ducks in the Final Four in the college football playoff. We'll get to that at 5:30 coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.